Our global hit today features a young musician from Lagos, Nigeria. Her name is Asha. The World's Marco Werman says she's likely to be one of the breakout artists of 2009.
Asha is a 26-year-old singer-songwriter from Nigeria. A month ago, she'd been in a rush to get to our interview, but it was the day that President Obama was being sworn in. And just before our appointment, she told me that she found herself in front of a TV watching the president's inauguration speech, and she was spellbound.
Makes me feel like, you know, there's a surge of, you know, energy pouring through my body and making me, fresh, with energy, with purpose for life. And I feel like I can really achieve my dreams.
Not that Asha was lacking that energy before watching the speech. Her debut recording, which has just been released in the U.S., is all about her purpose in life.
Oh, I have fears. You have fears too. I'll die, but yourself will die too. Life is beautiful. Don't you think so too, Mr. Jailer?
Aside from making you groove, Asha's tune Jailer is basically a protest song. It's talking about people in power, not just presidents and officials, anyone who abuses power.
As a new artist, starting in Lagos, I got to work with the wrong set of people. And when I opted out, it was a big threat.
So you treat me like a modern slave, Mr. Jailer.
People have gone through a lot of horrible experience, and I always wondered where these people were, you know, what was happening to them. And this inspired the song. You know, it didn't matter who you were, it didn't have to be from the government or from the top, it could happen to everybody.
Anybody could be a jailer, is Asha's message. And for that matter, she says anyone could be a prisoner, even if that prison might just be the comfortable home of an educated Nigerian family.
At a very early stage, I was meant to take care of the home while my parents were away. I was made to take care of my brothers, to cook. I was being prepared for the future, for marriage, for, you know. If you ask me, childhood wasn't fun because it was full of a lot of responsibilities.
We don't have to go to 360 degrees. Now it's time we go the 180.
This song, 360 Degrees, was one of the first tunes Asha composed. She was a teenager at the time. Her elder brother recognized her gift for catchy melodies, so he gave her a tape recorder.
I was able to document the many sounds and melodies that were in my head. I was always trying to save them, so I would repeat and sing, try to remember. And in the process, you know, I lost a lot of interesting things. So when he gave me this recorder, it changed my life, really.
There is fire on the mountain, and nobody seems to be on the run. Oh, there is fire on the mountain top, and no one is running.
Fire on the Mountain talks about pedophiles. You sing about the obsession with celebrity. You sing about war. And yet it's all in this very upbeat kind of reggae kind of style, kind of, in a way, kind of hopeful. And I'm just wondering, do you ever want to cry about all this?
Well, I want to cry, but in a very hopeful way. And as a young African, I'm always hopeful that I will achieve my dreams. I will make other people see that there are many possibilities.
Hey, Mr. Soldier Man, tomorrow is the day you go to war. Boy, you are fighting for another man's girls, and you don't even know him.
Fire on the Mountain is another one of Asha's upbeat protest songs. But she's not just ranting. She says she wants her music to connect with people.
I want to use my voice to heal. That is, for me, success. when someone comes up to me and tells me, wow, thank you, this was what your music did or this was what your song did, I think that's a gift for the day. It's better than anything else, you know.
Right now, Asha thinks of herself as one of those people who listen to the words of musical sages like Fela and Bob Marley and Marvin Gaye. But with songs like Fire on the Mountain, Asha could easily be one of the artists whose own words people will listen to years from now. Her new CD is called simply Asha. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
Tell me, who's responsible for what we teach our children? Is it the internet or the stars on television?
Do it for us today. We're always online with global hit podcasts and a lot more. Check us out at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow with another edition of The World.
One day the river will overflow. And there'll be nowhere for us to go. And we will run, run, wishing we had put out the fire.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation on the web at medtronic.com.